Om Agyana Timirandasya. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya. Chatsura Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobisham Stapitam. Yena Bhutale Brayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaha Padantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Hare Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sajjata Sahagana Ragana Tanvikam Tam Sajivam Sajvaita Abhidutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sadhana Lalitaha Shri Vishakhanditam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravanta Charine Nirvisesha Chunyavadi Vaschacha Desatarine Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prima Padaya Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gora Trishe Namaha Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dina Bandhu, Jagat Pate, Gopesha Gopika, Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namaste. Tap, Kanchana, Govanga, Hade, Vrindavani, Shade, Shabani, Shate, Devi, Pranamami, Hare, Pray. All right, welcome to Ram Nomi Eve. This is, tomorrow is the actual Ram Nomi.
欢迎大家来到,
Ram Nomi.
Ram Nomi. Ram Nomi 的前夜, 前夕, 因为明天就是主 Ramachandra 喜先日。
That means the eighth day after the moon, full moon, or the eighth day anyway.
也就是月圆之后的第八天.
So, the birth of Ram, of course, was a long time ago, millions of years, straight to Yuga.
主 Ramachandra的显现日是几百万年前.
We can't imagine the happiness of the people, you know, when Ram was born.
我们想象不出来，就是当主Rama诞生的时候， 那人们的快乐之情。
Even if people have been married a few years and don't have children, then when they get a child, they're so happy.
就是比如说夫妻两个人结婚之后很长时间没有孩子，他们突然之间有了孩子，可想而知他们的快乐是多么的深。So
Dasarath, his father, was 60,000 years with no children.
那 Dasarath, 他的父亲有6万年他都没有孩子, 60,000 years.
So we can't really imagine how happy he would be. But not only him, because even nowadays, if like one of these royal family people, especially in England, have a child or some movie star, you know, everybody wants to see the baby.
即便是当今，比如说，如果英国皇室他们有了 就是继承人或者是一个电影明星，他们有了孩子之后，所有的普通民众他们都想一睹这个孩子的风采。
But here it's the son of the king of the whole world, and you know he'll be the next king, and then so that everybody's you know so excited, the whole kingdom, which is speak of the parents.
现在呢，这个诞下的是一个未来的国王，那所有的臣民们他们都非常的兴奋，更何况这个王子的父母呢？
So of course he was a beautiful child and you know superior in every way.
所以这个孩子他是一个与众不同的孩子，在各个方面都是杰出的。
And even the mothers of his other brothers, they loved him even more than their own sons.
即便是他的继母们，他们比爱自己的孩子更爱这个新生儿。
Of course, they were Vasudev, Pratyumna, Rudra, and Sakshan. So they actually Bharat and Shatrughna and Lakshman, they're all expansions of Ram anyway.
所以呢，有这个，就是Vasudev、Padumna、Aniruddha， 这四重扩展，然后就是四重扩展，就是 Bharat 啊、还有 Satrughna、Lakshman， 就是这个兄弟四个，就是主 Narayan 的四重扩展。
So they all went to the Gurukula of Vasishtha Muni.
这四个兄弟都去了Vasishtha Muni的Gurukula。
Where they were being trained to be kings and warriors.
他们在Gurukula受到训练，将来是成为武士、国王。
But they weren't, it's not, in, they weren't being trained only in fighting, like there might be some countries today.That take young boys and train them only for fighting. They were trained in everything. Spirituality, diplomacy, everything.
除了在武艺方面，这四个男孩受到了guru的训练之，他们还在这个灵性知识方面，以及在政治外交方面呢，也受到训练。不像当今世界，他们只训练孩子这个武艺。
Dasharatha's father was especially attached to Ram.
他的父亲 Dasharatha 王特别依附这长子。
And when Ram was, I don't know, some say like 12 years old or something, Valmiki, not Valmiki, Vishwamrita Muni king.
在他大概12岁的时候呢
Vishwamitra Muni was, he was also, you know, Brahma Rishi, you know, very advanced, very powerful.
这个圣人呢，他也是这个特别有力量的一个 Rishi 圣人。
So like a good...Dasarath greeted him and offered him whatever you want, you can have.
Dasarath 王
My whole kingdom. So he just said, I want to take Ram with me.
Dasarath 王就款待了，迎接了这位圣人，就跟他说，圣人啊，你想要什么，包括我的王国，我都可以给你。那圣人说，我只想要你的儿子。
There are some demons that are making a lot of trouble, and I want Ram to come with me and kill these demons.
有一些恶魔他们在制造骚乱，我希望 Rama 跟我一起去平息他们的骚乱。
So, Dasharatha panicked about Ram being separated from Ram.
就这样呢 ，Rama 就和他的父母分离了。
But also he said, Ram's just a boy. He hasn't even finished his schooling yet. You know, I'll take me and I'll take my whole army and we can conquer anybody, no problem.
他的父亲说 ,Ram 他只是个孩子，他还没有完成学业。我可以带领我的全部的军队去帮助你。
But Vasishtha had his plan and he wanted Ram.
可是这个圣人他有自己的。
Vishvamrita Muni, the guru of the Ram's dynasty, he said, he told Dasarath, don't worry. Everything will be all right.
Vishvamrita Muni, 他是这个 Dasarath 国王王朝的这个 guru, 他就跟他说你不要担心一切都会平安无事的。
So both Ram and Lakshman, they went with Vishvamrita.
Rama 和 Lakshman 就兄弟两个就跟随着 Vishwamuni 就走了。
The first demon they encountered was a female.
他们遇到的第一个是一个女恶魔。
Very vicious. And Ram was hesitating because to kill a woman is usually not correct.
Rama 就有点犹豫，因为这是一个女人，她犹豫该不该杀她。
But Vishvamrita told him, "No, this one is so bad. You know, you have to kill her."
Vishvamrita 就命令他，她是一个坏，她是一个恶魔，你得杀掉她。
So he very easily killed her, and she was liberated. I don't remember the full story of why she happened to be in Rakshasa body. You know, there's so many stories, it's confusing sometimes how different people, they're not so bad, but they get cursed to become terrible Rakshasa.
就这样轻而易举的 Rama 就杀掉了这个女巫。我因为整个故事都是很长的。有的时候呢就是这些人，有的人他是被诅咒就成为一个恶魔的。投身在一个恶魔的躯体当中。
Many times it turns out to be a blessing because they end up getting killed by Ram or Krishna or some incarnation.
最后，变成了一个祝福，这些诅咒，因为他们是被 Rama 或 Krishna 亲自所杀。
So that Vishvamrita Muni was very pleased with Ram.
为什么 Mitra Muni 都对 Rama 感到非常满意
？So he gave him all the weapons of the demigods.
他就把半神
all the greatest weapons in the universe. He gave him mastery over all these incredible weapons.
那个 Muni 呢，就把半神的所有的武器该如何使用他们，就都教授给了 Rama。
And then Rama, he taught all those weapons to Lakshman.
Rama 就反过来又把这个武器的使用方法交给了 Lakshmana.
So both of them, you know, were then the most master of all weapons in the world.
兄弟俩呢就掌握了这些天堂武器的使用方法。
Of course, Ram doesn't have to learn anything, but he was playing the part of a king, of a human being, so he learned things.
Rama, 他本来就是无所不知的，但是他扮演的是一个人类国王的角色，所以他就要去学习。
Like, we don't hear about Krishna learning anything about weapons or Balaram.
我们没听说 Krishna 或者是 Balarama 学习有任何的军事武器。
We can read in the Bhagavatam all the different things they learned in Gurukul, but there was nothing about weapons.
我们在《不教瓦坛》上聆听到说，Krishna Balarama 去了 Gurukul 了，但是没听说他们学习武器。
Like Arjuna, he learned from Dronacharya, then he.Went to the heavenly planets and he learned from different demigods and Gandharvas. He's got a weapon from Lord Shiva. You know, so many different ways he was learning. But Krishna, he mastered all weapons, but there's no mention he ever had to study.
而朱娜呢，他是从多纳扎尔那儿学习了武艺，他去了天堂，又从半神那里或者甘达尔瓦，也包括主西瓦那里，又学达到了武器。但是Krishna呢，没听说他学习怎样运用武器。虽然Krishna可以使用所有这些武器。
So Ram wouldn't have to study, but he did. So they moved on, and I don't remember exact details, but I think there was a few more gangs of demons they killed along the way.
那接着呢，主Rama他又杀死了其他的几个恶魔。
Vishwamrita is all-powerful Brahma Rishi, so he could have. These rishis, they had the power, they could kill any demon.
Vishwamitra, he is a Poloman, a rishi. He has the power to kill any demon.
But they don't want to use up their shakti for that. That's the duty of the kshatriyas.
但这些 rishi 们，他们不想把自己的 shakti 自己的能量都用光，耗尽在这个杀恶魔上，因为这是一个 Kshatriya 的职责。Because
Vishwamrita had a long history before he could become a Brahma Rishi. He had so much tapasya, but he would lose it because of lust or anger.
Vishwamitra, 他之所以能够成为一个婆罗门 Rishi 呢，这也是经历了一个相当长期的一个 tapasya 苦行，所以他不希望呢，在因为愤怒和色欲丧失掉所有这些能量。So
then came the real purpose of this. They got to Mithila Kingdom, the kingdom of Janaka Maharaj.
那最后呢，最后他们又来到了Janaka Maharaj
的王国。Janaka is the father of Sita.
Janaka 是 Sita 的父亲。And
his kingdom is called the Mithila Kingdom.
他的王国叫做 Mithila 王国。So
Sita is also called Janaki, and she's also called Mithili. So she saw Ram and Lakshman and, you know, was immediately attracted to Ram.
Sita 看见了 Rama Lakshman, 所以她立刻被 Rama 所吸引.
Nobody in the whole city had ever seen such beautiful men before.
整个城市就从来没见过这样的英俊的王子。And
of course, they're Lakshmi and Narayan, so they're naturally meant for each other.
So, 一位是幸运女神 Lakshmi, 一位是 Narayan, 自然而然的他们相互吸引。And
so it happened to be the time for Sita's Swayambhara.
又到了Sita的选夫大会上。So
her father, he had this bow of Lord Shiva been given to him.
他的父亲拥有主Shiva给予他的一张弓。It's
a gigantic bow made especially for Lord Shiva. Inconceivable power.
这张大弓巨弓呢，是特别的为主Shiva而准备的，是他拥有巨大的力量。It
took something like 600 men to move it.
只有600个强壮的男子才能移动这张弓。Although
Sita, when she was playing and her ball got stuck underneath the cart, and she just picked it up with one hand.
当Sita呢想要 取滚落在地毯下面，这个弓的地毯下面的这个球的时候呢，他用一只手轻而易举就举起这张巨弓。
Even though she's a very small girl, but they're just playing with her friends, a very young girl.
尽管她还是一个年幼的小女孩。
So, Dasa Janaka had said, he invited kings and princesses from all over, and anyone who could lift this bow would be able to marry Sita. They could string the bow.
Janaka 国王就命令邀请各地的王子前来，任何王子一旦能举起这张巨大的弓，就可以娶他的女儿。
So many of the most powerful kings in the world were there, even Ravana.
有许多的有力量的国王，包括 Ravana 都来了。
I don't remember the names of some of the others, but anyway.Nobody could lift it. They tried. Sometimes they just strained themselves so hard they'd fall over backwards, you know, because they couldn't hold on to it. They were pulling so hard. And the grip would come off. And everybody would laugh. The next one would try, but nobody could even move it a little bit.
有的王子呢，有的国王他们勉强能够把弦上在弓上。但是呢，很快的就滑脱了，然后他们就往后仰，引得别人众人哈哈大笑。接着下一个人呢，又来尝试着把这个弓弦上在弓上，但是没有人能举起这张巨弓。
So Ram and Lakshman, they were sitting there watching, kind of, you know, off to the side. They were young boys.
Rama 和 Lakshman 他们坐在一边，他们只是两个年轻的小孩子一样。
So all these, you know, they were all tried, and finally Ram just said, "Well, can I try?"
众人都试了一遍之后呢，主 Rama 说，我可以来试一下。
So the others kind of laughed, you know, this young boy didn't look like very powerful.
旁边就有人来嘲笑他啊，看上去这个小男孩不是那么有力量啊。
So Rami circumambulated his bow and he offered respects.
Rama 他就绕着这张弓绕行来绕拜这张弓。
Then he just with one hand he picked it up like it was nothing.
他用一只手就轻而易举地举起这张弓，就好像是不费吹灰之力的。
And he strung it, which was very difficult.
又给这张弓上弦，本来就是很难上的，他很容易就上了。
Then he pulled it back and pulled it way back and until it broke.
他又使劲呢，就拉开这张弓。直到这张弓就轰然一下就折成一折为二。
So Sita was very happy.
Sita 非常高兴。
And she came with a garland to give to Ram.
她就拿着一个花环就献给 Rama.
So she garlanded Ram.
他把这个花环套在 Rama 的脖上。
I suppose he garlanded her also. Then they had a big wedding, a spectacular wedding.
然后当然 Rama 他也给 Sita 戴上花环，之后他们举行了盛大的婚礼。
There's a very nice Indian movie, an old one called Sita's Wedding. A really nice movie.
有一个很好的影片，名字叫《Sita的婚礼》，是一个印度的影片。
Probably available somewhere online, but
也许在网上。
So this all happened quick, you know, with time to even invite, I think, Dasarath and everybody to come. Maybe they came, I don't know, I can't remember. But, and I heard that Nityananda married her sister, or not Nityananda, Lakshman, who's also Nityananda.
And then he invited Dasarata Vanga to come. Lakshman also married Sita's sister.
We need to remember that Ram and Lakshman are going to die.
We need to remember Ram and Lakshman are going to die.
And Krishna and Balaram are also going to die.
Krishna Balaram is Gaura Nitai.
They all have the same mission, but they carry it out in different ways according to time and place where they appear.
But
to Pratanaya Sadhanam, Vina Chaya Jaduskitam. They came to help the devotees, give pleasure to the devotees, sadhus.
就像博迦梵歌的这个师姐所说的, 他们的降临是来帮助奉献者, 帮助sadhu.
And to get rid of the demons.
铲除恶魔.
So Ram and Lakshman, they were killing many demons.
Ram and Lakshman 杀了很多恶魔.
Krishna killed so many demons.
Krishna 杀了很多恶魔.
You know, he told the gopis, he said, I'll be back, I just have to kill a few demons when I... But he just, you know, for so many years, he just killing demons. There were so many demons on the planet. And that's why he came.
Krishna 跟牧牛姑娘说, 还有几个恶魔, 等我杀完了我就回来. 可是他 去了以后，也有太多的恶魔了， 所以他花了很长时间。
And the demigods also prayed for Ram because Ravana was making so much trouble.
因为Ravana 他制造了这么多的麻烦， 所以半神就向主祈祷降临。
Anyway, then they went back to Ayodhya, and it was everybody was, you know, extremely happy to see that Ram had such a beautiful wife, and they, you know, not only beautiful but perfect in every way.
然后新婚夫妻呢就返回了Ayodhya城，城里的人见到Rama娶了这样一个美貌而又完美的妻子，都感到非常的高兴。
So the whole kingdom, they loved Ram.
They were
waiting for him to be the king. So Dasarath is getting, you know, very old, and he saw the qualities of Ram. Ram is the oldest son.
全体的市民呢，都盼望着Rama能够登基为王。现在Dasarath王也年迈了。
So he consulted, and then he announced to the people that the next day he would crown Ram as the king.
在达斯拉的王在跟别人商量之后呢，就决定次日就决定给Rama加冕。
So everybody was completely happy.
每个人都很高兴。
Except one person.
只有一个人不快乐。
Kaikeyi was the youngest wife of Dasarath and the favorite, but she especially loved Ram amongst all the mothers. She especially loved Ram.
Kaikeyi 是国王最小的这个王后。 在所有王后当中呢，她最喜爱 Rama.
Yeah, but she had a hunchback maid servant who is a very nasty woman.
但是这个王后呢，有一个驼背的女仆，这个女仆呢，非常的令人不快的，是很恶心的一个女仆。
I heard Gauranga Prabhu, he said, she's like the internet, spreading nasty conspiracy theories all over the place, twisting the minds of people.
我听Gauranga Prabhu说呢，他就好像是当代的这个互联网，就到处散播这种流言蜚语，竟歪曲事实。
So Kaikeyi didn't know about it because it just announced. So Mantara came and told her, you know, that they're going to crown Ram the king.
Kaikeyi 还不知道，然后这个 Mantara 就过来了，告诉他的女主人，就是 Rama 将要被加冕。
She came and told her terrible news. It's really bad news. This is terrible. We hear that all the time in the news today, you know, right?Whatever there is, it's something terrible.
Kaikeyi 就说了，哎呀，这个糟糕的坏消息，
Kaikeyi said, that's wonderful, that's fantastic. Wonderful, thank you for the good news.
Kaikeyi 说，那太好了，谢谢你给我带来这么好的消息。
So, this is a...good example, you know, there's so many things we learned from the Ramayana, but how this Mantara twisted the mind of Kaikeyi. So that's why we have to be very careful not to listen to negative people, people blaspheming and everything. We have to stay away from them because we'll get our mind twisted, turned against Krishna.
我们从 Ramayana 可以学到很多教训，像这个 Mantara 这样的人呢，他竟歪曲事实，让人的心意变得扭曲，所以我们一定要远离这样的这种人，他会使我们的心意变得扭曲，不要听他们的话。
So this Mantara said, no, 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 this is terrible. It's the worst thing can happen for you. It'll be a disaster.
Mantara 就说，不不不，对你来说这简直是一个灾难啊。
She said, Ram, you know, if he becomes a king, he's going to become, you know, powerful, and he mistreat your son Bharat, make him a slave.
如果 Rama 他当上国王呢，他就会虐待你的儿子 Bharat, 把他变成一个奴隶。
And his mother, Kaushalya, is going to push you to the back and make you a maidservant in your life.It's going to be miserable.
而考沙利亚呢，他的母亲考沙利亚就会把你推到后面，你的生命呢就变得悲惨，惨淡不安。
And Kaikeyi was saying, no, no, that'll never happen. You know, Ram loves Bharat.
Kaikeyi 说，不不不，这绝对不会发生。Ram 是这么爱的 Bharat。
But then it says in the Ramayana that Saraswati took over the speech of Mantara, and she spoke in such wonderful, confusing ways that Kaikeyi became completely bewildered and started to believe this crazy talk.
但是据说呢，到了这时候呢，萨尔萨提女士呢，她完全了。掌控了 Mantara 的就是说话的能力，就让 Mantara 的说的话呢这么令人困惑，所以 Kaikeyi 一下变得迷惑了，他就相信了他的话。
And Mantara said, "Do you remember that many, many years ago, Dasarath gave you two blessings that you could have any two wishes you want?"
Mantara 就说，你还记不记得呢？许多许多年前，大蛇王他曾经答应过你，要满足你的两个愿望。
Because Kaikeyi had saved his life, she was driving his chariot, saved his life in a battle, so he was indebted. But she said, "No, I don't need anything. Maybe later, And she more or less forgot about it. She didn't care.
当时呢，在战场上，这个国王呢，他身负重伤。
She had a,
身负重伤。
A wonderful son. She had Ram. She was a favorite wife of God. So she did. She wasn't thinking that she needed anything.
他可以曾经救过这国王的命，所以国王很感激他。就，但当时呢，他不需要什么。
He said, "Yes, I remember those boons. I remember that."
这个国王就说啊，我还记得呢。当时我答应，就给你两恩惠。
And she told her, "You have to ask now."
然后他就跟他说，你必须现在就兑现。
And I'll tell you what you have to ask for.
那国王说：“你告诉我是什么？”
You have to ask that your son can be the king.
然后曼陀尔就跟他说：“你必须要求国王让你的儿子当国王。”
And not only that, but Ram, because he might make trouble, he has to go to the forest for 14 years.
因为 Rama 他有可能制造麻烦，所以他必须流放到森林里14年。
So she agreed.
他就答应了。
So she started whining and he called Dasharatha and he didn't know what was wrong.
所以呢，他就开始哭泣，然后他就叫来了达萨拉的王，国王不知道发生什么事情。
He's crying. What do you need? What do you want?
国王就问他，你需要什么呀
？So she told him.
然后他就跟国王说了。
And Dasharatha, you know, just about died at the thought.Couldn't believe it.
Dasharatha 王，他一想到这个念头就马上就要死去了，他不敢相信自己的耳朵。
And he was begging and crying, "No, no, 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 no! You know, you can't do this."
国王他就。一边哭泣一边恳求说不不不不你不能这样做。
And she just cried and cried and said no.
然后那卡特也就说。
So he had to agree because he was honest, he was a great king, he was honest. He had to keep his promise.
因为国王他是一个守信的国王，所以他必须要让自己诺言兑现。
So, you know, he was totally distraught, but he called Ram to tell him.
所以国王就把 Rama 叫来了，告诉他。
And Ram immediately agreed.
Rama 立刻一口答应了。
Because he is the perfect son, he was also displaying that quality.
他是一个完美的儿子，他展示了这样一个品质。
Lakshman was totally against it.
Lakshman 就特别反对这个主意。
And was arguing like anything and telling Ram, you know, you don't have to do this and, you know, so many things.
然后他就在那里提出很多的论点，就跟 Rama 说你不能这样做。
But Ram said, no, I have to.
但 Rama 说不，我必须得这样去做。
So Lakshman then said, okay, I'll go with you.
Lakshman 说那好吧，那我会跟你一起去森林。
So Ram agreed.
Ram 答应了。
Then he went to tell Sita.
他们就去告诉 Sita.
And, you know, he said, I'm leaving and you can stay here. I'll be gone for 14 years.
他说你留在皇宫当中，我去森林14年。
So Sita almost died at the thought of separation from Ram.
Sita 一想到离别，
she said, "I'm going with you."
Sita 一想到跟他夫君离别，就马上就快。死去了，他说我要跟你一起走。
I don't know how many of you have the book available, but in the very long argument they had, that Ram was saying it's too dangerous and you don't have to go. I'm the one that has to go. And you can stay here safe. And don't worry, I'll be back. And it's so dangerous in the forest. And Sita, you know, just cried and preached to him and told him, you know, there's nothing.The worst thing would be separated from the husband. Any other suffering is nothing.
有一个很长的他们俩之间对此的讨论。Rama 就说森林里很危险，你留在皇宫，皇宫是一个安全的地方。然后 Sita 就说没有比跟自己的丈夫分离更痛苦的事了。
So Ram was actually...pretending to be angry, but actually he was very happy to see her, you know, determination to be a perfect wife.
表面上 Rama 就是有点生气，但是他内心呢，看见 Sita 是这样个完美的妻子，感到非常满意。
And much of the time in the forest was, you know, they weren't always fighting demons. A lot of times it was just like a nice holiday. They were living in beautiful forest and they didn't have any royal duties or any hassles to deal with. They could just be together all the time. Lakshman did all the cooking. Lakshman took care of everything.
他们的流放简直就像度假一样，森林里就是特别的风景优美，他们也不用去照料那个皇室的事物，也不用管家居的生活。 Lakshman 呢，他做饭，做照料一切。
Of course, they had to fight a few demons, and then finally, Sita got kidnapped.
当然，他们也跟几个恶魔作战。那最后 ，Sita 就被绑架了。
But Sita's kidnapping was necessary, so that Ram would kill Ravana.
Sita 被绑架这个事件呢，是必须的，因为只有这样呢 ，Rama 才能杀死 Ravana。
So anyway, that you know, there's a lot more to it. But so they left for the forest right away, and the whole city followed them and wanted to just go with Ram. Everyone.
最终呢，就是
everyone was done. They would say in English, spaced out. You know, they just couldn't think of anything, how they could live without Ram. So they were just going to follow him wherever he went.
Rama 和 Sita, Lakshman, 他们离开这个城市之后呢，然后整个这个市民呢，他们都不知道该何去何从了，他们就尾随着他们一起去，要去森林。
But he told them, you all have to go back, you know. And Bharat will be the king.
Rama 就命令这些市民们，你们必须得回去。Bharata 是会当上国王。
So at that time, Bharat was not there. He and Shatrughna had gone some service they were doing somewhere else.
当时呢 ，Bharata 不在城里，他和 Shatrughna 去了别的地方，有事情要办。
And I guess they heard that Ram would be the king, so they came back and they were very happy about that.
当他们听说呢 ，Ram 要当国王，他们就很高兴，就回来。
And when they got back, and Kai Kei, you know, was so happy to see him, and she said, "I have really good news for you."
当他回来的时候呢，凯凯一见到他特别高兴，他说。啊，我有个好消息要告诉你。
And she told him, you know, Ram has been sent to the forest, and you're going to be the king. I've arranged this.
他就跟自己的儿子说，你将成为下一个国王，而 Rama 呢被流放到森林，这一切都是我的安排。
But Bharat, you know, he didn't like that at all. He, you know, he was loyal. And, you know, the older brother is supposed to become the king, and they knew Ram was the most qualified and meant to be the king.
但是 Bharat 一点不喜欢这个消息。他们都知道 Bharat, Rama 将是下一个国王。
So he was very angry. He said, "You're not my mother. I reject you. You're not my mother."
Bharat 就很愤怒，说：“我现在断绝跟你的关系，你不再是我的母亲了。”
And Shatrughna, he found out that this Mantara had arranged this whole thing. He knocked her on the ground, started kicking her around. They were furiously angry.
Shatrughna 呢发现呢原来是 Mantara 在那里捣鬼，他就把他拽出来，把他打倒在地上，对他非常的愤怒。
So I don't know exactly, you know, the timeline, but Dasarath, feeling so much separation from Ram, he left his body. So it was quite chaotic in the kingdom.
所以当他的儿子离开了王国之后呢 Dasarath 的王就因为跟自己的儿子分离呢就去世了。
And many of the people, they thought that Bharat was in on this and they were not against him. So it was quite a crazy situation.
许多人呢就反对是 Bharat 当国王，所以当时呢就局面呢就一片混乱。
So Ram had not gone very far at that time. Bharat said, you know, I'll go and get him back. I'll convince him he has to come back and be the king. I'll go to the forest.
当时呢 Rama 还没有进入森林，然后 Bharat 就决定，就说我会去那里说服他回来当国王。
So everybody wanted to go with him, so it turned out a big army and so many people.
很多人的就跟着巴拉的一起，结果巴拉的就带着军队浩浩荡荡的就去找拉玛。
When Lakshman saw them coming, you know, he got the idea that Bharat was coming to kill Ram, make sure that he could be the king.
当他们看见Lakshman 以为 Bharat 带了军队来要杀死 Rama 呢，但是 Rama 就劝说他不是这样的。
And Bharat begged Ram, you have to come back and be the king. This is completely wrong.
Bharat 就是反复的恳求他的哥哥回去当国王。
But Ram said no. Father said you'll be there and I'll go to the forest.
但是 Rama 一口拒绝了，说我们的父亲说了让你当国王，而我应该去森林。
But Bharat couldn't accept it. He's crying.
Bharat 他就流泪了，他不接受这个，他就哭了。
So finally, I guess Ram said, "Okay, I'll be the king."
Rama 最后答应了，他说我会当国王的。
But I appoint you to act as the king, and I'll go to the forest. So he got, you know, Bharat couldn't argue anymore.
但是主拉玛说现在我任命你为代理国王，而我去森林，所以这样呢巴拉特就没有话好说了。
So Bharat had some shoes of Ram, and he said, please, you put your feet on these shoes, and I'll keep these shoes on the throne, and you'll be the king actually, but I'll do the work.
巴拉特他就拿了一双鞋，就让主拉玛就踩在这个鞋上，他就说我会把这个鞋放在王座上，你是真正的国王，而我只是代理你在做事而已。
So he took those shoes on his head. He went back and he put the shoes on the throne. But Bharat never sat on the throne. He never acted like a king.Except he did all the management work of a king, protected the kingdom, made everything wonderful, did all the yagyas. But he never dressed like a king. He didn't sit on the throne. He didn't accept any kind of worship like kings normally do. Slept on the ground. He lived like a sage, the same way Ram was living in the forest.
Bharat 呢就把这双鞋带回了王国，放在王座上。他自己从来没有坐在这个王座上，从来没有就穿上皇服，他只是穿的非常简单的衣服，就像圣者一样，就好像他也是在森林里一样，他只是在那里就是代理他国王行事。
So all this is just the beginning of the Ramlila.
这是开始。
It's very brief.
Ramayana 这部史诗很长。
So many, many things happened in the forest. Sometimes,
在森林那个。
Sometimes demons. And Ram and Lakshman together. Sometimes they kill the demon.
他们在森林里，然后有时候呢。Rama 杀恶魔，有时 Lakshman 杀恶魔。
That sister of Ravana came, and she fell in love with
Ravana 的妹妹就来了，她就爱上了 Rama.
And she came as a very beautiful young girl, and you know tried to seduce Ram and said, you know, you don't want this skinny little.You should marry me. I can give you so much more pleasure.
他把自己变成一个妖艳的美女，就跟 Rama 说：“你放弃这个糟糠之妻吧，受过嶙峋的妻子，你娶我，我会给你更多的快乐。”
Ram, you know, being a gentleman, he said, "Well, I'm sorry, but I'm already married, so I can't take another wife."
Rama 他是完美的绅士，他就跟他说：“对不起，我已经是结婚了，我只能有一个妻子。”
Ram had a vow called Ekapatni, means only one wife, which for a big kshatriya is very rare, very difficult.
Rama 曾发现一个誓言，就是只娶一个妻子。那对于一个伟大的武士来说呢，这个誓言是非常罕见的。
His father had many wives, not only the three main ones, but others also.
他的父亲就除了三个主要的皇妃、王后之外，还有很多的妻子。
So he said, "But you, my brother here, you can marry him."
他说我的弟弟还没有结婚，你可以嫁给我弟弟。
So she looked at Lakshman, who, you know, looked just like Ram. So she thought, okay, that sounds all right. She went after him.
然后那 Ravan 的妹妹又看了一下 Lakshman, 觉得也不错，然后他就朝他走过去。
And she was insulting Sita.
他准备要侮辱 Sita。
So Lakshman just took a sword and cut off her nose.
Lakshman 就拿起一把短剑，把那他的鼻子，女魔头的鼻子砍下来。
And you know, when someone's, if you've been to India, if you've seen these leopards, some of them, they don't have any nose, and it's really frightening to see such a face. Very hard to even look at it.
印度呢有
no,
no 在印度可以见到这样一个面孔，就是得了天花的人，他没有鼻子，然后脸上只有两个孔，就看上去是特别令人恐怖的。
So she was screaming and crying and ran away, and, you know, revealed her Rakshasi form.
然后呢 Ravan 的妹妹呢就尖叫着哭喊着就跑回去了，又变回了她那个 Rakshasi 的形象。
And she ran to her two brothers that lived nearby, actually.
她就跑到她那个居住在附近的两个哥哥那儿。
Yeah. And they were, you know, who did this? Who had done this terrible thing?
他哥哥问谁干了这个可怕的事情。
I guess nowadays somebody might say, why was Ram and Lakshman abusive to a woman? He shouldn't have done that, but she wasn't an ordinary woman, big demon.
我猜呢这个事要轮到现代社会呢，又会有人说他们是虐待妇女，但是他可不是妇女，他是一个吃人女巫。
So the two brothers were really angry. They had an army 14,000 Rakshasas.
这个女巫的两个哥哥就不认，大怒，召集了14,000个。士兵进攻。
So they went to attack Ram.
准备攻击 Rama.
So Ram and Lakshman, they saw them coming.
Rama 和 Lakshman 看到这个远远过来一个军队。
And Lakshman said, let me kill them all.
Lakshman 说让我来铲除他们。
And...Ram said, no, I'll kill him.
Rama 说我杀死他们。
So he told Lakshman, you take Sita and hide somewhere and I'll kill him.
他就跟 Lakshman 说你把那个 Sita 带到一个地方隐藏起来，我来跟这些军队作战。
So they did, they obeyed, and Sita hadn't really seen Ram fight before. She was worried.
Sita 从来没见过 Rama 作战，所以她有点担心了。
But so Ram was standing there, no chariot or anything, no one backing him up.
Rama 就站在那，他没有战车，他也没有军队支援他。
And he, in about 45 minutes, it said he annihilated all these rakshasas.
就在45分钟之内，他就摧毁了所有这些 rakshasi 吃人魔。
Except for one.
除了一个吃人魔逃走了。
That was one named Marichi.
Marichi.
Extremely powerful with a lot of mystic powers.
Marichi 拥有玄秘力量。
So with one arrow, he didn't kill him, but he knocked him like something like 600 miles away.
他 Rama 并没有杀死他，而是把他就是给踢到了600里之外。
And he said, I won't kill you because I have some use for you in the future.
他说我现在不杀你，因为以后你会有用的。
So that shows, you know, it's Leela, right?
所以这就是一个消失光。
Marichi is the one who became the golden deer and lured Sita away.
Marichi 变成了一头金鹿，就诱使了，就迷惑了 Sita。
Anyway, then Sita was really impressed to see how powerful Ram was. She became very happy.
Sita 见证了就是 Rama 的英武，所以她跟得很高兴。
So, we've been going pretty long time, but it's only the very beginning.
我们讲了这么长时间，其实只是故事才刚刚开始。
Right?
Yes.
So, what do you want to do?
你们想怎么做呢？
Because time's up. Are you people going back to work now and things pretty much normal in China like we hear, or what's going on?
Most people are gradually going back to work, but the children, still they are staying at home. Yeah.
That's good. What did they do, though?
They learning on the internet.
They have school online, huh? Yeah, that's how kids in Australia that live really far away, that's how they go to school.
Now there are some questions there. Two questions.
Okay.
现在有两个问题，一个是 Radha Ananda 的问题。Hare Krishna， 深深顶拜敬爱的圣 Gurudeva， 善人恶人的出现都是至尊主的意愿，是为了至尊主善人消失光的需要。如此生物微小的独立性也是至尊主的允许，物质世界的创造也是至尊主善人消失光的需要吗？Hare Krishna, basis dear Gurudev, the appearance of good people and bad people are all due to the will of the Supreme Lord. It's for the Supreme Lord to perform his Leela. Therefore, the infinite independence of the living entity is also due to the willing, due to the Supreme Lord allows the living entities small independence. And the creation of the material world is also the need of the Supreme Lord to perform his pastimes.
Well, not all of the living entities, you know. Most of us are just here by our car, but for the pastimes of the Lord, he has to bring special people to be his associates and also to be the big demons.
我们不是，我们是因为我们的 karma 业报来到物质世界。至尊主他善消时光，他的那些同友，甚至那些恶魔，都是他的同友。
All right.
这样回答可以吧？
Krishna won't fight with just any ordinary demon, you know, personally.
It's a broken the sentence.
Krishna doesn't fight with just any demon, you know, he has to bring devotees
to
act like demons, to be big enough demons.
Krishna 不会随随便便跟一个恶魔作战。得要是奉献者才能扮演这样一个大恶魔的角色。
But most of us are here in our car, but actually everything is part of the Lord's, you know, plan in one sense, but it's not like he's directly sending us here or there. We're coming according to our karma.
So, 呢就是不我们不是至尊主安排到这里或者是那里的，我们来这是因为我们各自的业报在这里。
Okay.
The next question.顶拜咕噜莲花祖巴拉巴拉特为什么把主 Rama Chandra 的鞋供奉在王座上 Obeisance Gurudev to the lotus feet. Why did Bharat put the shoes of Lord Ramachandra on the throne?
The shoes represent Lord Ram himself sitting on the throne. So he was establishing it. The real king is Ram.
这个鞋子就代表了主 Rama, 所以他把主 Rama, 让主 Rama 就是登上王座。
That's quite simple, I think. That's how it was.
所以这个很简单。Only two questions tonight.
Yeah, well, good. So far, no devotees in China got sick, huh?
Yes. No Chinese devotee has got sick. They're all...healthy.
Some devotees in other countries are getting sick. But
That's but really bad.
No, nobody knows, you know, because so many people get sick and die all the time anyway. So nobody knows for sure what's going on. You know. I know for the last couple of years, you know,I hear about God brothers or God sisters leaving their body all the time. Makes me get serious. Sunday I went to a cremation. One of my disciples and the mother of some other devotees. Of course, she was over 90 years old. So, you know, that's not a surprise. The other one was young, but he had some kind of kidney disease. But it was, you know, interesting. There were three other cremations at the same time. Makes you think, you know, I could be, who will care when you're dead, the body, to just burn it up. For sannyasi, they'll say they'll bury it or something, but still, just bury it. You know, if you even burn a living person, even a little bit, you just put a cigarette or a piece of incense and touch it to theirs, you know, you'll be like a criminal. But the dead body, they put this huge fire and just burn it up, you know.
Another question from Sati. Tulasi Devadasi. Dingbai Sheng Gurudeva. 感谢翻译。在这个消失光中看到，当 Ramachandra 无意中听到有人背地里说 Sita 受辱贞洁不保，而主 Ramachandra 知悉一切真相， Sita 母亲是贞洁的，却还是被主休妻，愤而离开了地球，怎样理解这样的情节呢？Well, in this Leela, when Ramachandra heard somebody blaspheme Sita's chastity, and Ramachandra, although he knows everything, he knows the truth, still Lord Ramachandra knows Sita, Mother Sita is pure, still was abandoned by Lord Rama, and Mother Sita finally left the world, the earth. How can we understand such this situation?
Well, the Vaishnava understanding is that feeling separation is the highest thing.
Vaishnava 的理解是这种分离之情是最崇高的。
So that's the real reason, is to increase their feelings of attachment and love for each other is by being separated.
这是真正的理原因，就是为了增加他们的分离之感，增加他们彼此的依恋之情。
But he didn't send her because he thought she was impure.
主 Ramachandra 并没有，并不是说，以为Sita 不贞洁，所以才把 Sita 给抛弃。
But because people were criticizing him and Sita, which is very bad the king, and so according to the rules of being a king and doing a perfect king and all that in the Vedic rules, he sent her away. That's the external, but the internal reason is that both of them felt intense separation and thought of each other and their own love for each other much more.
外在的原因呢，就是当国王和那个和这个王后受到世人的批评的时候呢，就是根据规范原则，一旦那国王他要受到臣民的批评，他就必须要采取行动，所以他就是采取这样行动。但内在的原因呢，是为了增加他们彼此的这种依恋。
OK。
这样回答可以吧？
That's the thing. This is the teachings of our Sampradaya and Lord Chaitanya, especially this feeling separation is the most intense type of love, you know.
这是我们的使徒传系的教导，就主柴丹尼亚教导说，这种分离之情是最高的爱。 最强烈的爱。
OK，
明白？你这样回答可以吗？
Anything else?
For time being, no.
说感谢古队的解答还有翻译，没有其他问题了，暂时。
Yeah, they.They thank you for your answers. For time being, no more questions.
Okay. Good. Well, I want to thank everybody. I don't know how many are tuned in there on your YY.
有多少人听在 YY 上？
今天晚上是50多个人在听。
啊。Sadie said that this evening there are more than 50 listeners listening to your class, Mara.
Well, thank them. Yeah, Shane.
我们又发上一个问题。
And remember, you know, the world is the padam padam yat vipadam natesham in danger at every step.
要记住呢，这个世界是 padam padam ve padam， 就是步步临危，没有看见问题啊。
Birth, death, disease, and old age.
又有生老病死问题。
Struggling, you know, for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending.
我们。就是为吃睡交配防卫还在那里挣扎着呢。
So, you know, there's always terrible disturbances in the world: wars, floods, tornadoes, tsunamis, right? Diseases. This is all.Nature's reaction to the sinful activities of the people. It's Kali Yuga. And, you know, the governments of the world are promoting and allowing the sale of whiskey and beer and cigarette and all kinds of food that's sprayed with so much poison and...So many different things. And making people very weak and susceptible to diseases. So we have to push on more chanting wherever, however, whenever we can, you know, spread the holy name and purify the atmosphere and drive Kali out.
马尔说就是就现在在世界上呢有很多的自然灾害，像飓风啊、洪水啊，还有就是这些不自然的不正常的这种现象，然后呢现在呢还有那个世界各国他们的那个当权的呢，他们在也在提倡人们饮whisky 酒啊，啤酒啊，还有这些食物，各种各样的食物，还有那些不健康的食物，要使人们越来越虚弱，很容易得病。这样我们这奉献者应该有更多的唱诵，然后他们应该把那个咖喱给赶出去，然后净化整个的氛围。
Of course we have to.Take care of our body and our health and eat properly and take care. But in order to really help anybody, we have to spread the holy name more and more.
当然我们要照料好我们的躯体，我们要很好，要恰当的饮食， 但是呢，我们还需要更多的唱诵圣名来传播圣名。
OK， 谢谢。
Hare Krishna Maharaj, there is more question.
More question?
Yeah.
没有，我在这个对话框上没看见。
我看一下吧。主人们穿着
行。
在地球上上演的逍遥时光是 Yoga Maya 安排的还是主亲自安排的
？Yoga Maya is the Lila performed by Rama, arranged by Yoga Maya or arranged by Lord himself?
If what was arranged?
The pastime of the Lord Ramachandra.Is it arranged by Yoga Maya or arranged by Lord himself?
Both. Lord Maya does the work, but Krishna arranges, you know, tells her what to do.
都就是二者兼有。Yoga Maya 他是做实际工作的，而主呢，他是。就是下达命令的人。
All right. It's like Krishna told Yogamaya to transfer Balaram from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. And he told her to do this and that. He tells her what to set up, and she does all the work.
就好像 Krishna.他命令 Yoga Maya 把 Balarama 从 Devaki 的子宫转移到 Mohini 的子宫 Rohini 的子宫
OK Suo Yo Rong Yao Gui Yu Ju Hui De Feng Shang Jue So, yao, rong, yao, gu, yu, yu, we, jay, fong, ga, jay.
Jai, Maharaj.
Next life, I maybe can be born. Next life, I can be born in China, and I can be able to do some real preaching.
Maharaj, 说下一生也许我可以投生在中国，然后做更多的传教。
Okay, Maharaj.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mara.
All right, thank you very much. Ramachandra ki jai. So Friday morning. Thanks. Okay.
Yes. 所以我们今天晚课就到这里结束了。感谢大家的聆听 ，Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much.